I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So whatever happened to those Nigerian Christians who were attacked at the end of June? Well, we've got an update in just a few moments. Plus, we'll be exploring the meaning of true Christian identity. That's a discussion you won't want to miss. But let's begin in Nigeria, where thousands of Christians remain homeless, yet faithful. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says 8-year-old Dala was severely burned when militant Fulani attacked his village in late June.
Dala arrived at the hospital, and this nurse overheard him as he was being unloaded praying. He was praying, "Lord, forgive the people who did this to us. Forgive the attackers." What an amazing example of faithfulness from an 8-year-old boy in Nigeria.
Despite being targeted for violence, these Nigerian believers are holding firm to their faith, and hearts are changing as a result.
There are thousands of Fulani people, ethnic Fulani people. They would be traditionally Muslim, but they are now choosing and have chosen to follow Jesus Christ.
Now that you know, what will you do?
When I think about an 8-year-old boy who's badly burned but still had the faith to pray for his persecutors, boy, I want to join him.
Meanwhile, it was an alarming week for Mission India last week. They learned that not one, not two, but three of their ministry partners were arrested. Mission India's local partners share the gospel in their communities through things like adult literacy classes and children's Bible clubs. Eric Morset with Mission India says, while they're no strangers to persecution,
to have three worship partners arrested like that in quick succession was somewhat rare for us to see. And so basically each one of them were arrested for, as people would say, forcing those who aren't Christians to be converted into Christians. Typically a line that we see from time to time being extended to our partners, and it's just an easy way to kind of rile up everyone.
So far, two of their three ministry partners have been released.
We're just asking that in this situation where our partner hasn't been released yet, just be praying for him to be released from jail and no charges abroad, and that he can go back to his community and just continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Government schools in Lebanon have added a second shift so that more refugee children can attend. Tent Schools International's Rawan Haddad.
We know that the UN works with government to help refugee kids continue their education, but the ever-increasing need overwhelms existing schools. More than half of school-age refugee kids still need a place for learning. That's why Tent Schools International is committed to address this need.
Many of the refugee children are not attending school because it's just too far to walk. That's why Tent Schools is setting up temporary facilities closer to where the kids live. Their vision is that schools will become healthy, spiritual atmospheres for emotional healing. Pray that Tent Schools education would ensure a future for these kids. If this story hits you and you want to help, you'll find more details for Tent Schools at our website. And we'll end our conversation today with a look at Christian identity.
It's not about your performance, it's about his. He's the one who did the work. He's the one who changed my life. He's the one who put his life inside of me. And I can now go live from that life.
That's Don Schaffsma with Set Free Ministries. He says too many Christians are living a life based on performance and not scripture. Set Free's Pete Neuer says an identity like that results in frustration.
We had a young man walk in to Set Free and actually had a rope burn around his neck. He had tried to hang himself that morning. Don ended up working with him, and by the end of the day, he walked out with a smile on his face.
The same scriptures and lessons that helped this young man can be found at our website. Just go to missionnews.org, look for the Set Free Ministries banner, and download the 33 Affirmation Study.
When Jesus said the truth will set you free, he meant it.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering that free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.